This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has a spending plan for 2021. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
A budget represents a city's priorities, and in 2021, those priorities will be shaped by an economically devastating pandemic. The Denver City Council passed Mayor Michael Hancock's $3.1 billion budget Monday. It has $190 million in cuts, hiring freezes, and other savings as sales and tourism taxes dwindle. Councilwoman Robin Kenich.
There is no question that the budget process is always a bear, and it was a really tougher bear this year.
The police department will see less money because of COVID-19 cuts, not because of the civil rights movement calling for less funding. The budget is based on some ifs, including a successful vaccine. David Sachs, Denverite.
Denver will increase spending on mental health and homelessness. The new general manager of RTD started her job Monday. Deborah Johnson says trying to operate effectively during the pandemic is one of her top priorities.
It's ensuring the safety and the health and welfare of our frontline employees and our customers that are utilizing our services.
Johnson is the first woman to lead RTD in its 51-year history. Parts of the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests are reopened. The forests were closed last month because of huge wildfires that are now mostly contained. The U.S. Forest Service says some parts of the forest near burned areas are still closed. Colorado weather is mostly sunny along the Front Range with more snow in the mountains today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.